This is Ahmed Latouli, HMD Special Life in TDBL. Medical Student Dictator for Dr. Muhammad El Sadr, January 21st, 2013. Patient name Fred Lamphere, F-R-E-D space L-A-M-P-H-I-E-R. Date of birth 02-18-1937. Facility is Cedar Woods Assisted Living, pre-next program. Cardiology and this program is a full visit. Follow up, next program, the college, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Lamphere now kind of today. As you know, he's a very pleasant 75-year-old gentleman with past medical significance for bronchial asthma, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, mellitus, osteoarthritis, and COPD. His history of mesenteric artery stenosis and PAD. Creating this paragraph on today's visit, the patient has been complaining of left-sided leg pain, no edema, no skin color changes or varicose veins. Pain is worse by walking. Period. Denies any chest pain, structure of breath, palpitation, syncope. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Number one, hypertension. Next number, diabetes mellitus. Next number, osteoarthritis. Next number, COPD. Next number, mesenteric artery stenosis. Next number, PAD. Next number, bronchial asthma. Previous paragraph, allergies, especially non to drug allergies. Previous paragraph, current medication, number one. Glucotrol, 10 mg once a day, next number, Zestrel, 5 mg once a day, next number, vitamin D, 1,000 units daily, next number, Fosamax, 70 mg once a day, next number, Glucophage, 500 mg twice a day, next number, Lipressor, 25 mg twice a day, next number, Pro-Air, HFA, 4 times a day, next number, Imitrex, I-M-I-T-R-E-X, 50 milligram as needed, next number Claritin, 10 milligram once a day, next number Xanax, 0.25 milligram twice a day, next number Norco for pain as needed, next number aspirin, 225 milligram once a day. Period, next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure is 127/63, pulse 53 beats per minute, weight 230 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches. Please get along to the physical examination. Period, next paragraph, diagnostic test. Number one, lab chemistry done on October 22nd, 2012, salt sodium 141, potassium 4.7, chloride 106, CO2 22, iron gap 13, glucose 107, BUM 15, creatinine 1.19, calcium 8.6, protein 6.1, albumin 3.7, white blood cell 5.7, hemoglobin 13.4, platelets 111, period, next paragraph. Lexis care stress test done at Oakwood Hospital in February 2010 was negative for reversible ischemia. Period. Bilateral lower extremity arterial Doppler done on April 30, 2010 showed moderate disease bilaterally. Period. Next paragraph. Segmental ABI done on April 8, 2010 showed ABI of 1.03 on the right and 1.27 on the left. Period. Next paragraph. Bilateral carotid artery Doppler done on April 8, 2010 showed mild carotid artery disease bilaterally. Period. Next number. Next paragraph. Aortoiliac duplex done on April 8, 2010 showed mild episcleratic disease, not significant, and no significant lesion involved in the SMA. Period. No evidence of AAA. Period. Next paragraph. 2D echocardiography done on April 8, 2010 showed EF 55%. Stage 1 diastolic failure. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment on plan number 1, coronary disease. The patient has multiple risk factors for coronary disease. He's hypertensive with hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus at the age of 75. On today's visit, the patient is chest pain free, denies an exertional dyspnea. We recommend to perform a 2D echocardiography in order to exclude any regional wall motion abnormalities. Otherwise, continue the same meds. We'll continue to monitor penis paragraph for arterial disease. The patient has been complaining of left-sided leg pain. He's known case of PAD. We recommend to perform a segmental ABI. Follow up with the results on the next visit. Period, next paragraph. Postprandial pain. The patient is known to have stenosis of the proximal SMA. At this time, he's asymptomatic. Continuous hemorrhage. We'll continue to monitor. Period, next paragraph. Carotid artery disease. Patient is asymptomatic. Ultrasound duplex study done 2 years ago showed no significant disease. No further workup as required, PNS paragraph, hypertension well controlled at 127/73. Continuous AMED, PNS paragraph, the bismillah, follow up with the primary care physician for a target HbA1c of less than 7%. PNS paragraph, thank you much for Allah's blessing and the care of Mr. Namfir. Our phone number has been provided for him to call any question, concerns, any time. We'll see back to Mr. Lick in 4 weeks or so necessary. In the meanwhile, he's to follow up with his primary care physician regularly. PNS paragraph, thank you much for Allah's blessing and the care of Mr. Namfir. Medical student for Dr. Tamar Muhammad, all his positive certificates. Please go back to the assessment and plan the peripheral arterial disease part and replace recommended not to perform a segmental ABI and ultrasound duplex study instead of the segmental ABI. Thank you. This is an invitation.